I've always had a thing for fashion because my mum is a former Mulberry accessories designer. So, like, I've kind of grown up in fashion, and I just find it's a great way to express yourself without saying anything. And although you can go wrong, you can't go wrong in your own way.
So, do you think then Global Kids Fashion Week is a good idea?
I think it's a good idea for, like, the market and the branding side of things, but I think for the children and people my age, I think maybe it could be done slightly differently.
What would you do differently?
Like the auditioning of the models, maybe it wouldn't be done on looks and stuff, because otherwise they'll grow up thinking they need to look like something.
Would you want to take part in something like that?
I mean, I'd love to, but I think it's like getting caught up in that loop of when you get older, maybe you'd be trapped in it and you might, you know, your parents might be thinking, oh, we want her to do this, when you might not want to.
Do you think, though, if you care about clothes, it's almost inevitable that you're also going to think a lot more about how you look? And is it a good thing for children to be worrying about that from a young age?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think children need to be taught you don't have to look a specific way. With all these magazines and things, with the airbrushing and all this, the children are brought up in any case to think maybe they do need to look like something. I learn through my blogging that I do not need to look a certain way. I am who I am, and that's how I should look.
Do you think there is a lot of pressure on girls your age, though, to look a particular way?
Yeah, there's absolutely tons of pressure because of, you know, maybe if you have older siblings or you just know older people and you might, and they have boyfriends and things, and you think, oh, you know, I need to look like that to get what I want and things like that, you know.
So when you think about yourself, what is it that you like about clothes? You said you like to be able to express yourself, but how do you do that? Is it about having the latest clothes or is it about being creative with clothes?
I think it's about being creative, because I don't think if you have, say, a wardrobe full of Dior and then you take someone who has bought loads of things from charity shops and just loads of bargains and things, and they look so much more unique and they have that own style. To be honest, I'm going to go towards the person who's been to those charity shops, because the person with Dior may not actually know what they're doing with the clothes. They might just be putting them on and saying, oh, look, I'm wearing this label.
So for you, being fashionable doesn't have to be about wearing expensive clothes?
No.
So when you think about something like this Fashion Week, do you think it's about the children or the parents?
To be honest, I think the parents are getting it better because, to be honest, children don't have much of a choice, I wouldn't say, because their parents are putting themselves, like they're saying, I want my child to do this, and the child probably won't be able to say much else.
I mean, you obviously love clothes, love dressing up, but you must have friends who don't necessarily feel the same way or have gone to school with people who don't feel the same way. But it would be quite hard on them, wouldn't it, if they were made to wear certain clothes and actually they'd rather be playing football or running around or...
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Like, these children, they may not actually want to do this. Although they may look happy and smiley when going down the catwalk, my friends, like... They like some clothing brands, but they really just, they wouldn't ever do it in their wildest dreams.